I think today is July the 12th. We want to go, Lord, in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunities you give us, Lord, to praise your name and, Lord,
to
just partake of your word and just be a blessing. Sister Brenda's going to sing tonight. And Lord, not only am I looking forward to it, but I know you will be too. And I pray for these people online, Lord, that's watching. Father, the service tonight, Lord, I believe it'll be good. We pray, Father God, Lord, today for those that lost loved ones. We was in a funeral today, Lord, and Lord, just saw hearts broken. But Lord, how wonderful it'll be, Lord, when we catch up with them in glory. I pray for that family. I pray, Lord, Father, for all of our sick. We've got so many, Lord, struggling with health issues, Lord. And Lord, we know that you're touched by the feelings of our infirmities. And we just pray for them. Pray you'll minister, Lord, to their needs. Pray for Brother James, Sister Patty, Madison. Pray for Brother Mitchell, Sister Phyllis. Lord, pray for Sister Joanne Smith. Pray for Rita, Joe, and Eric. Pray for, Carol, Larry, Serenity, and Leroy. Pray, Father God, Lord, for Sue Bone, Brother Denny. Pray, Lord, Father, for Ronnie Lindsay. Lord, he came forward last Sunday morning. Lord, what a blessing, Father. See a 71-year-old man come forward, want to make sure, Lord, he's going to heaven. And Lord, I do believe we need to make sure the hour we're living in, Father, Lord, it'd be a good time. Make sure we got oil in the lamp. Make sure they're ready to go. And I pray for Brother Ronnie. Pray for his wife, Sister Faye. I pray for Patrick, Sarah. Pray, Lord, Father, for Chase, for Lucy, for Micah. Pray, Lord, Father, for James and Star Spray and James Jr. Pray for Jordan Casey. Lord, they just buried a little infant. Pray you comfort them, and Star shared a long list of needs, Lord. We pray for them. I pray for Brother Mark and Sister Kay Hurt. Pray, Lord Father, for Mark's two sisters, Bonnie and Patty. I pray for Kay's sister, Cheryl, been in a terrible car wreck. Pray for Derek. Pray for Little Licking River. Pray for Mark and Patty's sister, his two sisters. Pray for their mother. Sister Bonnie mentioned that her blood pressure had been going up and down, not like it needs to be. We pray for their mother. And I pray for Patty's daughter, Denise. And Bonnie's always questioning. Pray for Kevin. Pray for him. Pray for Bonnie and Deanna. Lord, also buried a loved one. Pray for Sister Brenda tonight. Lord, hadn't been long. Lord, she buried her son. Brother Ed buried his wife. Lord, we just pray you're the God of all comfort. Lord, you comfort us and carry us through the valleys of this life. Lord, you're the good shepherd. Lord, you go seeking your sheep. And Lord, we're so glad to have such a good shepherd. Yeah. But Father, we pray, Lord, Father, for Sister Carolyn, still recovering, Lord, from having, Lord, some kind of surgery on her pacemaker. Pray for her and Jerry. Pray, Lord, Father, for Tammy, for Danny. Pray, Lord, Father, for Thomas, Adlin. Pray for Landon. And Lord, pray for Jake. Pray for all of our children, Father, in the church. We just thankful to have so many. Pray for Ashley. Pray for Carter, her son. I don't know, Lord, if he's still in the hospital or not, but we pray for her, for him. Pray for Keaton. Pray for her daughter. Lord, we just want to lift them all up to you, Lord. Ask you, Lord, to help them with their health. Help them, Lord, with their hurt. And Lord, bless her tonight as we try to give you honor and glory here tonight. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen.
Ronnie was saved July the
9th,
2023.
Amen.
Terry.
Oh. God, I'm blind.
Watch it.
I think that gone.
Yeah.
Terry is given, he don't have a Bible. This was Terry's grandmother's Bible. She bought it for her grandmother.
Yeah.
And he wanted a 1611 King James Version. Because that's what most of us have.
Yeah.
It's got the these and the thous and all of that. This is just...
Who you want to give it to?
Ronnie.
Oh, Lindsay.
Yeah.
Got you now.
He was the same last Sunday.
Yeah.
And she worked with him for years.
Good.
And she said, she talked to him this week.
Yeah.
He said, boy, there's a difference. He said, I can lay down now and go
Thank
to
you,
sleep.
Lord. Yeah. Boy, it's good. I'm glad, boy, the Lord makes a difference.
Now, listen, I didn't get home till late last Sunday night, and I knew Terry, she usually goes to bed early. I call her and woke her up. Her and Ronnie were such close friends.
Yeah.
and heard me cry over the phone.
Amen.
You know, I mean, I was already crying because of what I seen happen here.
Yeah.
And then when I told her about Ronnie, because she, you know, like everybody else, she worked with him and she talked to him about his salvation.
Amen.
He didn't want anything to do with
it. Oh, you know, that was good news to her, amen.
Oh, yes, it was.
Yeah. Knowing that her labor wasn't in vain. That,
Hi, Amanda.
Amen. One plants, one waters. God gives increase. Let me move this chair. What I was talking about, now watch it. Let's talk about watch that chair.
I just kicked it.
Amen. Brandy, you want to come on?
Is this a practice shot?
No, she's going to go for it. Well, now, if you didn't need to sing again, we can do that too.
No,
yes.
But I want you, if you don't mind, put it on five.
On five?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see what I can do here.
If we pray for her while she's doing it, she won't need to do it but once.
Amen.
She has such a beautiful voice anyway. She
yes.
She sings nothing but for the Lord.
Yeah.
Nothing. She don't want no kind of show, no nothing.
There you go, girl.
One dark night in Egypt, a fearful time had come.
Yep.
For one little Hebrew boy who was his father's firstborn son.
That's right.
Now the angel of death was passing, though it was hard to fall asleep. But one little lamb stood in his mind as he lay there counting sheep.
Wonder
why the young lamb had to die, why his blood was on the door. Through the wind and rain, it still remained, but he wanted to be sure. So he called out to his earthly father,
yes,
with a trembling voice so scared.
Woo.
Crying, "Father, will you please look
at
me? If the blood is still there." He said, "Son, now don't you worry.
Thank you,
for
thank
the blood you. Is there to stay. The wind may blow, the rain may fall, but it won't just wash away. The blood will stand the raging storm.
It's
been applied with loving care. Safe, secured, you can rest assured that the blood is still there." Looking over the damage Satan's storm had left behind, the flood of endless questions, doubt had filled my mind, the fear that gripped my troubled soul brought me back to my knees in prayer. Crying, "Father, will you please look and see if the blood is still there?" He said, "Son, now don't you worry.
Thank you,
brother. For the blood is there to stay. The wind may blow, the rain may fall, but it won't just wash away. The blood that stains the raging storm, it's been applied with loving care. Safe, secure, you can rest assured that the blood is still there. Safe, secure, you can rest assured that the blood is still there."
Perfect. Thank you, Brent. Thank
yes,
you.
That was beautiful, honey.
I'm telling you, blood donor saved my life.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you.
You'll have to sing that this Sunday. I mean, that's that's just got to go again. Amen. I'll tell you, thank God that Jesus, with His own blood, washed us from our sins.
Yes.
And took His blood into heaven itself.
To meet her. Bless her little heart.
Yes, yes, boy.
Girl, God save.
Hallelujah. Yeah. That'll make a dry Baptist shout, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's right.
Woo! That's good.
I just have to say, I love the Lord tonight, and I just want to thank Him with all my heart. And I'm just so glad that the blood is upon me.
Amen.
There was a time that I did have doubts that, you know, that it hadn't been. The devil does do that. But I just know for with a assurance.
What we're talking about tonight.
Yes.
Old song says, blessed assurance. We're going to be talking tonight about the surety of eternal life. We done talked about the source of eternal life. And we got one more lesson after the one tonight, but I'm looking forward to this one tonight. Because I'll tell you, I do want to be sure. I'll just tell you that right now. Amen.
Yes, amen.
And I'm glad the Lord wants us to be sure. I mean, He said, these things I've written unto you, that you may know you have eternal life, there in 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. But we're going to take our first verse tonight out of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 9. I'm sorry, verse number 19. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 19. And we'll comment on this verse again here in a minute. Like I said, our last lesson on this was the source of eternal life. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. No other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. Acts 14, verse 6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. John 10, 9. Jesus said, I am the door. I mean, you have to look no further than Jesus. That's the source of our eternal life.
Yes.
But in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, it says here, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, and we're talking about surety tonight, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His.
Yes.
And thank God He does know us. Amen. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. God has never condoned sin, and even in our case, He doesn't condone it, but He made exception. He said, my little children, I would that you sin not, but if you do, we got an advocate with the Father, Lord Jesus Christ. He got it all fixed up, so I'm trying to say. That's in 1 John chapter 2 there. And I'm glad God has done this, not me. If I'd done it, I'd be scared to death. Sister Brenda's talking about she liked having that peace in her heart. I do too. We was just talking about Brother Ronnie Lindsay last Sunday morning, came forward, said, boy, he's been sleeping a whole lot better. He's been enjoying the peace of God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you, boy, that's one of the benefits of being saved is that peace. You can't go to your neighbor and say, can I borrow some peace? You can't go to Walmart and say, I need a gallon of peace. But I'm glad the Lord said, peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you.
Right.
And He gives us His peace.
Yes,
He's the Prince of Peace. Amen. All right, we're talking about surety here tonight. If you'll notice, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. You talking about sure, boy. Foundation is one of the things, if it ain't right, the building will fall.
Yeah.
But this foundation right here, God not only put this foundation down, the foundation of Christ, but it stands sure, and it has a seal.
Yeah.
And in this seal, here's the seal of our foundation, the Lord knoweth them that are His. I'm not my own. Been bought with a price.
Amen.
I'll tell you, I belong to Him.
Yeah.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 through 20, that we're not our own no more. I don't know. I'll tell you, I don't know that it was a good deal, but He still wanted to give it. And He paid high dollar for a worthless sinner like me.
Yeah.
But the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, Paul speaking to the church of Corinth, he says, what? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you're not your own, but ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. But we've been sealed. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 talks about this seal. It's God that does it. I mean, it ain't like old Brother Eddie could do anything, and I'm kind of glad God is the one that does it. But in Ephesians chapter 1, first chapter of Ephesians, verse number 13, it says, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, and I did, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. And that's the earnest. It's kind of like a down payment, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, until the praise of His glory. I just want you to know Jesus is the one that does all of this. Amen. But this earnest, it's like a down payment. We tell sometimes the story of the good Samaritan, and the world didn't want nothing to do with him. And the priest went down one side, and the Levite went down the other side. But this good Samaritan, which pictures Jesus, saw him, had compassion on him, even though he was half dead. I was dead in my trespasses and sins. Hey, he come, bound up my wounds, poured in the oil and wine, and took him to an inn, and he paid some money down. And he said, take care of him, and when I come again, if he owes any more, I'll pay it. The earnest is like a down payment there. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 through 22, again talks about this seal that we're talking about. And I want to read these scriptures because they'll help you. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 20 through down to verse 22. It says, for all the promises of God in Him, talking about Jesus, are yea, and in Him, again talking about Jesus, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now He which establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. And I have to admit, my old heart, I was at a funeral today, and my pastor, boy, done the best job I guess I ever heard him in a funeral. But he's talking about this little boy. And he's real young. He got saved, and he was trying to explain how he felt. He said, it's like I took a bath on the inside. And that's about the way it is. You know, that peace, that Holy Spirit that comes in us, it cleanses us from inside out. But he says, like I took a bath on the inside. I thought that was pretty good terminology. You know, children say the things, that if you listen to them, you can learn a lot.
Yeah.
But in that scripture we started with, talking about the Lord knows His, look at St. John chapter number 10. St. John chapter number 10, talking about that good shepherd. Not the hireling, the good shepherd. But in St. John chapter 10, verse 14, he says, I'm the good shepherd, and He is, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. Look down there in verse number 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And like I said, we talked about that source, which is verse 28. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. And neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. I'm in good hands, I'll tell you right now.
Hello, Patricia.
If the world could, they take what I have, but they can't take it. It's in His hands. He said, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And if that wasn't good enough, he went ahead and said, verse 29, my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. The Lord, He's the one that keeps us. He said, I call Him by name. Look there in John chapter 10, verse 3.
Before you go any farther, let me say something here just for a minute. Patricia Lynn Cross is on here. Remember I called you about her? She went and had that examination done and everything, and she's cancer-free right now.
Glory!
He wanted me to announce the church, thank the church for praying for her so long. And Anna. I tell you what.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. I tell you what. And I called Brother Eddie right away because we've been praying pretty hard for her.
Anyway. Yeah.
And I called him right away. But I'll tell the rest of the church that she got a good report.
Hallelujah. He's the Lord God that healeth us.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, buddy. He's the best physician I know.
That's right.
Not only is he the great physician, but I'll tell you, they couldn't even have a funeral when Jesus was around. The dead got up. Amen. I mean, he walking by, here's a widow, her only son, and he just walking by and went over and touched the bier, and the son sat up, went home with his mother. Amen. I'm just telling you, if Jesus was around, they couldn't even have a funeral.
That's right.
And like I said, I went to a funeral today. And it was such a blessing, almost made me wish it was me in the coffin up there. I mean, it was really a blessing.
Well,
not only to know where Ronald Harrison was, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 8, to be absent from the body. Now, right now, I'm in my body. If I wasn't, the body be laying here. Brother Ed say, go call 911. Brenda would be on their phone trying to get it to work. And there'd be somebody come carry my body out of here. But it says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
And I tell you, I haven't been present with the Lord. I've had a lot of good fellowship with Him.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about seeing Him in His glory, how I lift it up. I'm talking about up there, buddy, what a shout. And they don't never shut up. And I'm telling you, get having one of them hallelujah fits like I started to have Brenda sung that song just a minute ago.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God for the blood that Jesus put upon the door of my soul.
Yes.
And it was Him that done it. She said the blood's still there.
Hey.
Wind gonna blow, rain's gonna rain, but the blood's still there. Amen.
That's right.
And I thank God for that. He made it sure. It was Him that done it. But He calls His own sheep by name there in John chapter 10, verse number 3. To Him, talking about Jesus, the porter openeth. And the sheep hear His voice, and He calleth His own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Hey, He leads us in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. That's why He is the good shepherd. And I tell you, He knows His sheep. Amen. Look down there in verse number. He gave His life for His sheep. Same chapter, John chapter 10, look at verse 11. He said, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth His life for the sheep.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what. The devil wouldn't have gave a bent nickel for me.
That's right.
But Jesus said, I love Him. He's my ransom. He said, I want to bail Him out.
That's right.
I want to set Him free. I want to give Him eternal life. I want Him to have life, have more abundantly. You can see that in verse number 10 there. He said, I'm come that might have life, have more abundantly. That abundant life's in Jesus. He said, I'm the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth His life for the sheep. Look over in verse number 15. He said, as the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
Yes.
Oh, I'm telling you, I can't get enough of Jesus.
That's right.
He went all the way for me.
Yes, He did.
I owed a debt I couldn't pay. He paid a debt He didn't owe.
Right.
Oh, my. Hallelujah. Not only does He call His sheep by name, not only did He give His life for them, but we're kept by Him. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. 1 Peter, I'm wording you to death. Going through your Bible, but it's good to get familiar with some of this stuff. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. We got an inheritance.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, most inheritance I ever had, it just flowed like water through my hands, sand, couldn't hold it.
Right.
But we've got here an inheritance, and I like the way it describes it. Incorruptible.
Yeah, that's right.
And undefiled, and it fadeth not away, but is reserved in heaven for you.
Hey,
that's why Jesus is standing there and says, well done.
Yeah.
It says, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. I mean, Jesus said, I'll go away and prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. Well, that place is incorruptible, undefiled, that fades not away. And we got reservations up here. You ever went somewhere and they say, you got reservations? I got reservations. Amen.
That's right.
Reserved in heaven for you. Verse 5. Who are kept. You know, I never have been able to keep nothing.
No.
But in this case right here, I don't even have to keep this. We're kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Sister Brenda's singing that song about that blood still being there. The devil, that old accuser. Boy, he ain't had no problem at all making the case on me. And I'm glad she sung that song about the blood.
Yeah.
God, we overcome him by the blood, by the word of her testimony.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, that blood, man, that devil don't like that blood.
Yeah.
Man, that blood, I'll tell you what, if a devil realized what was really going on, he'd never allow Jesus to be crucified. The Bible says that if the prince of this world had known, they'd never allow the Lord of glory to be crucified. But the Lord right in front of them, the whole world, laid himself down, allowed himself to be crucified, and when that blood came out, I want you to know, glory to God, the old account was settled. And I tell you, that blood made the difference. Amen. The blood, Peter said, we're not redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold, but with the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Here in the same chapter, chapter 1, verse 18, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. Verse 19, but what is what Sister Brenda sung about? But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. I'm telling you, buddy, Jesus done what nobody else could do. And not only did He pay our sin debt, not only did He seal us with the Holy Spirit of promise, but He went ahead of us, got everything ready for us to show up. We got reservations up there in heaven. It's for us. Heaven's been reserved for us. Verse number 4 says,
old devil knows that he can't get to us. He has to come through the blood to get to us.
Yeah, you talking about safe place, buddy.
Yeah, boy.
God said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over. Christ, I'll pass over Lamb.
Yeah.
Was crucified for us. Amen.
Yeah.
In the book of Jude, one verse here, verse 24. Now unto him that's able to keep you. I'm talking about being kept by him.
Yeah.
We're kept by God. But now unto him that's able to keep you from falling. And I can't keep myself from falling.
No.
But I had about fell just a minute ago there.
Yeah.
And that's where we are. We just fall, you know, throughout the day. And got the bruises and the scrapes to show it.
Oh.
But now unto him that's able to keep you from falling. And this is a different kind of falling right here. This ain't like tripping over my feet or tripping over the stool or the chair. This is talking about falling from grace.
Yeah.
He's able to keep you from falling and to present you, not me.
Thank God.
He's going to do this.
Yeah.
He's going to present Eddie Wade faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. You know, a lot of people don't like that. I don't understand it, to be honest with you. The Lord come down here to do a work, and He done a great work.
Yes,
He done a good work. He finished that work. He went up into glory, and He sat down the right hand of the Father. Everything's done except one thing, and that's getting rid of, you know, that old devil. Right now, we're down here with the devil.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about the devil. Greater is He that's in us, He that's in the world. And if God be for us, who can be against us?
Yeah.
But we're a little flicker of a light, of a great light. And would to God we could let our light shine more and more until that perfect day.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, when He comes for us, boy, He's going to finish this thing. It ain't going to take Him long either. He cleaned that temple twice. Hey, but this time He's just going to clean it one time. It's going to be a done deal.
Yeah.
He's going to destroy that old devil. He's going to throw him down in that lake of fire down there with the false prophet and the beast. And boy, I'm on a job like my pastor. He said, like his devil's well done. I want mine burnt to a crisp. Amen. But He's able to keep me from falling. He's able to present me faultless in His presence with exceeding joy.
Yeah.
Now I end up Ephesians. Chapter 5 talks about how He's going to present His church. I know it's Landmark Baptist Church, and I thank God for it. But he purchased a church like Sister Brenda sung. He purchased it with his own blood.
That's right.
I mean, buddy, it belongs to him. And since it's his church, I'm pretty happy about that, to be honest with you. I'm glad I'm in his church. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Since it's his, Ephesians chapter number 5 says here, verse 27. Well, we'll start verse 20. Yeah, we ought to start verse 25. Husbands, love your wives. And that's not impossible. It's quite a challenge. But husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, that's unconditional love. Jesus loves the church no matter what. Mm-hmm. And he said, husbands, love your wives no matter what. That's perfect marriage. She don't have to come in and say, does this look good on me? He just says, she never looked no better. That's where the Lord looks at the church, Brenda.
Yes,
he says,
is.
It's never looked no better.
Where is Brian?
Oh, boy. You know, he done all this. It's his doing. But he tells husbands, love their wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it. See, I wish I could sanctify myself. But we'll talk about that sanctification here in just a second. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the Word. The Word of God's a really good way to get all cleaned up. I'll tell you right now, there's been a few times I've read some Scripture, been a few times I've heard some Scripture, and I have to admit, I've received instruction. It helped me. Amen. Verse 27, the goal for all of that, verse 27, that he might present it to himself, talking about his church that he loved, gave himself for, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church. Now, I've done a lot of weddings.
Yeah.
I've seen them brides step out, Brenda, and they slick up. They never looked no better than they did that day right there. And here they come. And all their life, Brenda, they've been looking for that Prince Charming. Ain't too many down there, I'll just tell you right now. But there is one. He went to Calvary.
That's right.
You talking about a Prince Charming?
Yeah.
One that supremely loved us and supremely suffered and sacrificed himself so we could have the surety of eternal life. Boy, he can't wait to see his bride. Sister Brenda talked about us being his bride.
Yeah.
Boy, what a blessing it's going to be. Hey, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot. You know, them girls, they try to make sure everything's right, you know. Not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So Lord, did you notice? He's going to present it to himself.
Yeah.
He paid for it with his own blood.
Yes,
it belongs to him. He's the head of the church.
That's right.
I'm telling you, he's the captain of my salvation. Amen.
Amen.
But here, I want to give an example of our problem.
Tammy.
I'll give you an example of the problem that we've got. Now, Paul, he loved the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He did.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to do wrong. But here's the problem we're dealing with. In Romans chapter 7, starting in verse number 19, I'm cutting a lot of this out. But Paul here talks about the problem, you know, I told you, in this body, this old fleshly body.
Yeah.
Paul said, verse 19, for the good that I would, I do not.
Right.
I want to do good, I do.
Yeah.
I just keep on messing up. But the good that I would, Paul said, I do not.
Yeah.
But the evil which I would not, that I do. And that's just our old fleshly
nature.
This old flesh will fail you.
Yeah.
And listen, when it does, I just want you to know that Jesus loves you. He said if we confess our sins, He'd be faithful just to give us our sins and to cleanse us from our sins. I'm telling you, we got a good advocate. We got someone that loves us. But He understands also, that's why He was made in our likeness, yet without sin. He was tempted in all ways as we are, yet without sin. He understands this dilemma of the flesh. Verse 20, Paul said, now if I do that which I would not, oh me, Brother Paul, it's no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Jesus told Cain, sin lieth at the door.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, sin wants in. I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, it does.
And you know, I try to keep my armor on, But I'm telling you, sin's like a snake that slithers in.
Yes,
he
sir.
Said, now, if I do that which I would not, it's no more I that doeth it, or that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Verse 21, Paul said, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. That's why we keep messing up.
That's right.
I wanted to be there, and you know, I wished I'd have come. Well, this evil, this sin that plagues us, we won't have none of this up in heaven.
Nope.
But down here, Paul said, verse 22, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Now that inward man, that's Christ in us, hope of glory. But he said, I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. And he sums it up right here in verse 24. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Now we're going to cover that more in the next lesson, but I like what he said in verse 25. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And if that wasn't enough, he went on over First Corinthians chapter 15, I think it's verse 57. Thanks be unto God that giveth us the victory. And that's where the victory is, through Christ Jesus our Lord. He said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, but thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's how we're overcomers. We're more than overcomers. But I mentioned about sanctification there. And let me say this. Jesus will get you through. And by Jesus we're sanctified. I want to read this real quick in Hebrews chapter number 10. There's so much scripture for this. I'm just really, just a little brief outline here. But in Hebrews chapter 10, starting in verse number 10, I want to read here down to verse number 20. I think it'd be good to read all of these. But it says, by which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Now Brenda sung that song tonight about the blood being on the doorpost.
Yeah.
And Jesus is where we get our blood from.
Amen.
And it says, he's kind of talking here about the Old Testament. Every priest standeth daily ministering, offering oftentimes same sacrifices which can never take away sins. The blood of goats and bulls just couldn't do it. But the Lamb of God, it says, but this man, after he'd offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering, this is so important, he hath perfected forever. How long was that, Brenda?
Forever.
Them that are sanctified.
Yes.
Now, sanctification, my wife, she's real strong in sanctification. She told me, Brenda, she said, I don't sin like you. I said, boy, you need to read your Bible, girl. The Bible said we have no sin. We lie and do not truth. But if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But here, by one offering, he went to Calvary one time. He had perfected. I mean, you just can't beat what Jesus did. That's why he said it's finished. He had perfected forever them that are sanctified.
Able to sing that song.
Yeah, we might wrap this up real quick and get her to sing it again if she's up to it. Amen. But that sanctification there. Oh my. He went into heaven itself and put his blood on the mercy seat. It was accepted. And verse 20 talks about by a new and living way he have consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh. I'm telling you, buddy, we got good hands right here in the Lord. Amen.
That's right. Yes, we do.
And I talked about last time that circumcision made without hands, mentioned Colossians chapter 2, verse 11. But now verse number 14 talks about he took the ordinances that were against us, took them out of the way, nailed them to his cross. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. And he spoiled principalities and powers, triumphing over them in it. Verse 15. Jesus says to them, his enemies, I got the keys. He said, I got the keys of of hell and death. Revelation chapter 1 verse 18. You talking about triumphing over your enemy. Jesus said, oh, by the way, did you notice I got the keys now? And nobody's going to take them from me neither. I'll tell you that right now. But Romans chapter 10 verse 4. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes, talking about the Jew and then the Gentile. Romans chapter 14, verse number 9, and I didn't write down a whole lot about that, so I'm going to read it. Romans chapter 14, verse number 9. It says, for to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. I'm telling you, but he fixed this thing pretty good here.
Yes, he did.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8, who also shall confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
Oh, I've been confirmed.
Yeah.
I know the Bible says make you call election sure, and every preacher should.
Yeah.
But I thank God for this confirmation. Jesus said, he belongs to me. That's one of mine. Amen.
Yeah.
I've been confirmed. And Jesus gave us that victory. And that's where the victory is. It's in Him. I told you about the source. And I talked tonight about the surety. And I just want you to know we're in good hands. God has got this. It's not like it's up to me. I gave my heart to Him April 27, 1988, and He's had it ever since. And you know, the devil would give anything to overthrow that, but he just can't figure out no way to handle Jesus. Amen?
That's right.
I'm telling you, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to stop right there. I'm going to get, if Brenda wants to do it, if she wants to, I'll leave it up to her.
I don't care.
You want to sing it again?
If y'all want.
Amen.
Yeah, they don't hear it all.
She just said for the service tonight, somebody asked you to go a mile, go with her too. Yes. And there she is getting ready to go too. Amen.
Yes, I
want to.
Hallelujah. Number 5.
Number 5. Let me plug this back in again.
It may not sound good. But
that's all right. It sounds good a while ago. You can just probably hum to it this time.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen Brother Hilliver wiping tears.
Yeah.
And I tell you, there may be some people out there.
That blood to me, boy, I tell you what, it makes me cry.
And make us speak like they didn't hear that.
For me.
And get another chance right here. Number 5, we're working on that. I'm slow, but I'll get her.
I'm blood bought, born again, woo! Child of God.
I'm telling you, I'm as good as they're already. We're already seated together in heaven.
That's right.
Bless you.
One dark night in Egypt.
Yes.
A fearful time had come.
Yes.
For one little Hebrew boy who was his father's firstborn son.
Bless you, Brenda.
Now the angel of death.
Angel of death.
Confessing low, it was hard to fall asleep.
Amen.
But one little lamb stood in his mind as he lay there counting sheep. He wondered why the young lamb had to die. Why his blood was on the floor. Through the wind and rain, it still remained.
Yes.
But he wanted to be sure.
What we're talking about now, I wanted
to
sure.
So we called out to his Holy Father.
Yes, you
did. With a trembling voice, so scared. Crying, Father, will you please look and see?
Lord!
The blood
is
still there. For the blood is there to stay.
Yes.
Till the wind may blow, the rain may fall, but it just won't wash away.
That's right.
The blood will stand the raging storm.
Yes.
It's been applied with loving care.
Woo!
blood of endless questions.
Yes, yes.
Doubt had filled my mind.
Amen. Got some plans over here.
Yeah.
The wind may blow, the rain may fall, but it all won't pass away. The blood that stands a raging storm has been applied with loving care.
Rest assured.
I'm sorry I messed up.
You did good.
We messed you up.
We couldn't help it. We couldn't get quiet and shout and carrying on like
a genius.
Boy, I like that line. You can rest assured. Now listen, tonight our lesson was on surety of eternal life.
Yeah.
You can rest assured. If you'll let God be God.
She couldn't have picked a better.
Or you can wrestle all you want. You can struggle all you want. Or you can just let God be God. He picks his thing. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That's God's word.
Yeah.
Jesus is that Son that was on that cross that said it's finished.
Yeah.
He said, I come down here to do a work, beaten beyond recognition. He said, it's finished. Preached last Sunday on that last sinner. I mean, Jesus saved one boy. He went to the grave. That malefactor, he said, Lord, remember me. And that's all it took. The Lord said, hey, this day you'll be in paradise. That other one said, yeah, you believe that, you're crazy. And I'll tell you what, one went up and one went down. Amen. I like that song she sung. You can rest assured. Father, thank you for what we felt here tonight, what we've enjoyed here tonight, just being in your presence. Thank you for Sister Brenda. What a blessing. Thank you for, Lord. Oh, Lord, minister to me and Brother Ed both. No telling how many out there online heard her sing tonight. Lord, not just sing, but I mean angelic type singing. Yes. Thank you for Sister Brenda. Thank you for this opportunity you've given us to brag on your son. Try to expound upon the great treasures and truths, the Word of God. Lord, bless, get honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You got anything?
I've just been blessed beyond belief.